Beach Guy was an odd fellow, short with long, wavy hair that often fell in his eyes. He walked with a strange sway, almost like he was being rocked back and forth by ocean waves. He was very tan and wore frayed cargo shorts with a black tank top. Cooper deduced that Beach Guy must have been around the same age as his younger brother, Wesley. The city was actually quite amazing, like something out of a fairy tale. Merchants lined the beachside selling products, everything from magic carpets to magic potions. The food smelled good, but looked strange. Cooper and Wesley were unsure if they should try it or not. Pirates walked by them with swords and parrots on their shoulders, bags of coins dangling from their waistband. The most peculiar thing was not everyone here looked human. For instance, there were a group that walked by whose features resembled those of pigs, their hands and feet only showing three fingers and toes, and faces of some kind of human pig creature. Past the merchants, they reached a narrow street that gave off a strong, salty ocean fish smell. Haw Street, the sign said.
Does your family own this street?
Cooper said.
It was named after my dad, who valiantly fought in the First Pirate War to keep Summer City from the hands of old Silverbeard and Johnny Blackstrap. He was quite the fighter and very brave.
The boys noticed the big smile Beach Guy had while talking about his father, quickly turned to a frown.
What happened to him? Is he still alive?
Said Wesley.
They say he's alive somewhere. Where that somewhere is, I don't know. Me and my brother have been looking for him since he went missing, almost 4 years ago.
The boys said nothing to this fact, hoping to not stir up any negative feelings. Not far down the narrow street, they came to a faded blue building with a stoop leading up to a big wooden door. The door was unlocked, and they followed Beach Guy in.
Who are they?
The voice came from the corner of what seemed to be the living room. The boys walked through a not-so-tidy kitchen into the room where the voice came from. Sitting at a table was a bit older, much stronger version of Beach Guy, wearing a white tank top and long, dark hair held back in a long ponytail. His face was tan with no facial hair, but a strong jaw with a well-defined scar under his left eye.
I said, who are they?
These are my new friends I just met. They're kind of lost, and I thought maybe you could help them? And this is my brother, James.
Beach Guy said, pointing at his brother.
Some people around here call him Tough Guy, on account of him being pretty tough.
Call me Jay. And they're not friends until we know their intent.
The brother didn't finish his sentence. His eyes had locked onto the dangling watch hooked onto Cooper's belt loop.
Where'd you get that?
What, this old watch?
Yes, that. Where'd you get it from?
My dad fixes watches. It's his. He's trying to get it to work.
With this being said, the brother had stood up and started to walk towards Cooper. He was taller than they had anticipated. A sword dangled from his belt. Up close, he looked even more menacing than before at the table.
Would you like to see it?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
The brother took the watch in his hand and looked it over admirably, his eyes ablaze with delight. His fingers grazed over the ship emblem and then over the initials.
What is it?
This watch belonged to her dad.
Everyone stood silently for a minute and looked at each other.
If that's your dad's, then how'd it wind up in our house in Maine?
Where is Maine?
We were kind of hoping you would know.
Somehow we got taken from our home and sent here in a cardboard box.
No, it wasn't the cardboard box. Probably it was this,
James said, dangling the dull gold watch in front of them.
Well, we kind of borrowed it from our dad, so we have to bring it back.
And soon, before we get in trouble.
This belongs to my family.
Maybe they were sent here to help us find him?
Yeah, maybe. Or they're assassins from the Silver Beard Guild.
We're definitely not assassins. We're not even from wherever this place is.
We're lost, and I think we need that watch to get back.
James was about to argue back when suddenly a loud bang was heard on the door.
Hello, is anybody home?
You guys need to go now.
James opened the window and pointed for them to go out.
We're not going out the window.
Another knock on the door was heard, this time louder.
I'm sorry, is now a bad time? I just need to talk with you and your brother real quick.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Meet me on our ship, okay?
James said. The boys and Beach Guy made it out the window and down a ladder just in time as they heard yelling and the sounds of swords clattering. They made their way back the way they came, past the merchants, across the beach, and to the docks they had seen earlier when they first landed. Thankfully, their cardboard box spaceship still sat where they left it on the beach close to the dock.
Who was that guy?
Is Jay gonna be okay?
If my memory is correct, that was the voice of Captain Krassel. My brother used to work for him.
Apparently they're not on good terms.
Apparently not.
They walked down the large main dock and weaved through a maze of smaller docks and narrow walkways until they came to a medium-sized, two-masted brig. Cooper noticed immediately the ship fit the profile of the etching on the back of the watch.
Is this your ship?
Yeah, it's mine and my brother's now. It was my dad's, but now we take care of it. Until he comes back, that is.
Do those work?
Wesley said, pointing to a couple of cannons on board.
Sure do, I think. But I haven't tested them out. I didn't really need to.
We really should go back to our ship now.
Yeah, Mom's gonna get worried we're missing.
Yeah, I understand. My brother should be here any minute now. I kinda wish we had more time to hang out, though.
Maybe we can come back another time.
All three of them started walking back towards the front of the dock. Beach Guy wanted to see his new friends off while he waited for his brother to come find him. As they got closer, their excitement turned to terror. Two very large men were looking through their cardboard box spaceship. They seemed angry, like they weren't finding what they were looking for. The boys hid behind a pile of crates on the dock and looked down. The men both had dark hair and long dark beards. They both wore black armor breastplates and dark black pants with gold and silver necklaces and ear piercings. Wesley noted they could almost be twins or at least brothers. To their dismay, the men began to kick and cut at the cardboard spaceship with their long swords.
Well, they won't be going anywhere in that thing.
We need to find them before nightfall. Boss says so.
The two men began to walk back to the city, their heads on a swivel, looking at everyone who walked by them as if they were looking for someone. The boys waited till the coast was clear and began walking back with their new friend towards the masted ship. They felt defeated. Who were those men? Were they looking for them? How will they get home now? Back at the ship, the boys went to the captain's quarters and locked the door behind them. Waiting for them, to their amazement, was Beach Guy's big brother sitting at a table. He looked up at them, happy to see them. His smile faded and his face became serious.
I guess some bad news,
James said.
We need to set sail. Immediately.